Noise, writes Robert Carden Sarah, has become like a drug on which our contemporaries are dependent. With its festive appearance, noise is a whirlwind that avoids looking oneself in the face and confronting the interior emptiness. It is, he concludes, a diabolical lie. This is Dr. Jim Tonkowicz, Director of Distance Learning at Wyoming Catholic College, and your host on these After Dinner Scholar podcasts. Cardinal Sarah was commenting on the French version of his new book, soon to be released in English, The Power of Silence, Against the Dictatorship of Noise. By contrast, Cardinal Sarah said, "I am not afraid to state that to be a child of God is to be a child of silence." This March 10th and 11th, Wyoming Catholic College will host Silence and Sacred Space, a symposium on silence in the modern world, at St. John Cantius Church in Chicago. The speakers will be College President Dr. Glenn Arbery, Associate Professor of Humanities Dr. Virginia Arbery, and Assistant Professor of Fine Arts and Humanities Dr. Jason Baxter. And the symposium includes visits to notable Chicago churches with Catholic church tours. In anticipation of the event, Dr. Virginia Arbery was interviewed by Patrick McCormick on Relevant Radio in Chicago. Relevant Radio was then kind enough to give us permission to rebroadcast that interview in this podcast.
So, folks, big event coming up here in Chicago at St. John Cantius and Wyoming Catholic College. I don't know if anybody out there has heard of this great school. They've got a lot of exciting stuff coming up, going on, to say the least. And to talk about their upcoming symposium on silence. We're pretty chatty here, so I think we're going to have to...
A silent radio show wouldn't it? Wouldn't do too well there, would it?
I have on the front porch Dr. Virginia Arbery. Good morning, Dr. Virginia. How are you?
I am well, thank you. How are you?
We're doing great. So you're calling in from Wyoming Catholic College in the beautiful state of Wyoming. How's everything out in Wyoming?
Well, we had a big melt, a very unusual wind called the Chinook came and melted 5 feet of snow, and now we have a little bit of flooding.
Oh, boy.
Chinook is a warm wind.
It's in the 50s.
Right?
Yeah, it's strange, but beautiful. The mountains are red and glowing in the sun, and y'all have to come see it.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Well, stay safe, so hopefully the flooding isn't too intense out in Wyoming. Let's talk about the upcoming symposium on silence that Wyoming Catholic College is going to be hosting at St. John Cantius. Can you give us a little background on that?
Well, yes, we think that we're hitting a topic that is most relevant for our day. We're so preoccupied, all of us, with our tasks, our duties, and we often don't realize that the real realm of human development and growth is in the silent, in the kind of vestige of personality that makes it possible for us to listen to how God is speaking to us. And so we're combining a program that looks at the history of the medieval cathedral and the great Gothic architecture. And with that, we're pairing an experience of some of the beautiful churches in America that are in Chicago. And so after the initial lecture by Dr. Jason Baxter, who is an art historian and classicist, on the medieval cathedral, then the next morning, which would be the morning of the 11th, we will tour a number of churches in the area under the direction of Nell Angioscu, who runs Catholic church tours. And then after that, we will reflect upon the meaning of these spaces of light with respect to several essays on silence, the sacred, and leisure. So we hope to get everybody out of the zone of the everyday world that they're in and into the vestige of silence that these beautiful churches in Chicago provide.
This is exciting stuff. This is happening, Dr. Arbery, on March 10th and March 11th. At St. John Cantius, and folks can go to the website wyomingcatholiccollege.com/sacred space, and they can learn about this. This is an important topic for Catholics, especially in the crazy, tumultuous world that we live in. And I want to talk to you more about that. But, Doctor, we're going to have to take a quick break, and we're going to get Nell on the line, too, from Catholic Tours here in Chicago to talk about what you have going on. Folks, hang on. We'll be right back. Don't go away. I have on the front porch Dr. Virginia Arbery, and she is Associate Professor of Humanities at Wyoming Catholic College out in beautiful state of Wyoming. She's on the line, and also we have Nell Angieski on the line as well from Catholic Church Tours. Good morning, ladies. Thanks for holding over through the break.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
So the big event that you have, the Wyoming Catholic College is sponsoring, I love the title, Silence and Sacred Space, a symposium on silence in the modern world with the president and professors of Wyoming Catholic College. And we have Dr. Virginia on the line here talking about this event. This is a two-day event that will be held at St. John Cantius Church in Chicago. And Nell, we have you on the line. It's been a while. Great to have you back. You're with Catholic Church Tours in Chicago, and you're going to be a part of this. Can you speak to some of the churches that the participants that will be a part of this symposium will be able to enjoy?
Oh, I'm really excited about this lineup. Both a combination of the critical analysis, the intellectual understanding, the talks that'll go on, combined with the field trip aspect of the hands-on, if you will, exploration of the locus, the locale of what we're talking about. So it's a beautiful combination. We're going to see three churches. One of them is a chapel. So it's fairly small in size, but it is intricate. It is designed after the Sainte-Chapelle in Paris. And it's downtown Chicago. It's the St. James Quigley Chapel. It's used now by the archdiocesan employees for their spiritual welfare. And it was built in 1919. Magnificent place. You can sit in the back, you can sit in the front, but every single aspect of it speaks to a person the silence.
There's not a bad seat at the St. James Chapel, is what you're saying.
Right. So it'll be a wonderful place to begin to continue the exploration of the medieval cathedral in miniature in our own city. And then we'll see two other churches. One is one of the most famous Polish cathedrals, if you will. That's kind of a colloquial term for some of these magnificent Polish churches in Chicago, St. Mary of the Angels. And it's large and beautiful. It's kind of, in many ways, very distinct from the first church that we'll see. And then we'll sum it up with a stop with a medium-sized church hidden in Bucktown.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Well, I have on the front porch Nell Angieski, and she's with Catholic Church Tours of Chicago, and Dr. Virginia Arbery, who's the Associate Professor of Humanities at Wyoming Catholic College, calling from a big melt-off that's happening at Wyoming Catholic Colleges in Wyoming. Dr. Arbery, this event that folks can enjoy is going to be talking about silence and sacred space. Can you speak to some of the topics that are going to be covered under this heading?
Yes. Thank you. We are interested in this topic because, of course, a college is a space apart that allows young people a kind of separation from all the useful things they'll have to do the rest of their lives. And so our whole interest in sharing what we experience every day with our undergraduates here in Lander, Wyoming, our interest is in sharing that experience with people in the world who by necessity have to be active, but who as human beings need to have that resource within the heart, that temple of the Holy Spirit as we're taught, and how to cultivate that interior temple is often by experiencing the exterior forms, the holy spaces that more than any other architecture was given expression in the cathedral in the Middle Ages, and also in the developing forms of the Romanesque that the Cistercian monks developed so beautifully. So we'll be thinking about both form, space, the holy, the sacred, which is set apart from the profane, in order to provide just a little bit during Lent, a zone of peace that will let our attendees experience what they can cultivate every day of their lives. Now, it's a work, which is a kind of a paradox, the work of silence. But the work can only take place if you're brought to awareness the kind of methods of contemplation, the meaning of silence. So some of the texts we'll be looking at will be aimed at generating both an interest and a way, a path of achieving this silence in our own lives, even if we are in the world occupied with things that we're called to in our various vocations. So the text we'll be looking at, Patrick, will be pretty well known. Josef Pieper, a great thinker of the 20th century, writes on seeing and how we've lost the ability to see. And we hope that interacting with Nell on her beautifully designed church tours will give our participants a way of seeing again. We take so much for granted. For instance, I grew up in Chicago. How I got out west is God's own private mystery. But anyway, growing up in Chicago, I remember some of those beautiful churches were going into disrepair, and some of them were actually threatened with being closed. But this revival shows that people long for those spaces where they can not only find silence, but find that most important activity of all, which nourishes all of our silences, which is the activity of the Eucharist.
Now, ladies, on the front porch, I have my co-host, Sean Murphy, here.
Hi, good morning, ladies.
And Sean has a comment from, is it C.S. Lewis?
Yeah, I'm a bit of a Lewis buff, and Lewis speaks about silence in several ways. I mean, to preface that, of course, the Jesuits speak about the classroom of silence, where true learning can occur.
Uh-huh.
But Lewis once said that we live, in fact, in a world starved for solitude, silence, and prayer, and therefore we're starved for meditation and true friendship. The other quote from this that always comes to mind here is, in heaven, all that is not song is silence.
Yes.
Because especially in the world we live in, so many distractions, so noisy. Mm-hmm. And I made the joke with Pat here just a little while ago that noise, distraction.
Yeah.
It's hard to focus. It's hard to hear because God never shouts. He always whispers. And less are we in a position where the silence around us allows us to hear that.
Yeah, that sounds like T.S. Eliot's poems, you know, the distraction from distraction from distraction. We'll be including, actually, some poetry in our discussions as well as the Pieper, because I think it's through poetry that the surprise of language, the tension of poetry, awakens us to the holy, because it can spring forth something that we're just unaware of in our busyness. So we'll be doing that too. There are many, many ways to attack this disease of our day, which, you know, the busyness, we've often said in other conferences that we've done throughout the country, the busyness leads us to despair, really, because we're so fragmented. We're so, as you say, distracted, that we can't gather ourselves into the center, into our hearts, and listen.
Here on the front porch, talking to Dr. Virginia Arbery and Nell Angieski. Dr. Arbery is on the phone from Wyoming Catholic College out in beautiful state of Wyoming, and they are going to be hosting an event at St. John Cantius on March 10th and 11th. Cost is $35 per attendee. And it's going to be a two-day event, and you can check it out at WyomingCatholicCollege.com. And it's going to be a symposium on silence in the modern world. The talk will include Dr. Arbery, as well as your husband, Dr. Glenn, the president of Wyoming Catholic College, will be there, and Dr. Jason Baxter. Dr. Arbery, could you comment on Wyoming Catholic College? Because I'm looking at your website, and I'm seeing these beautiful landscape pictures. How easy is it for the students at Wyoming Catholic College to find silence and solitude and prayer out at your campus?
Oh, what a beautiful question. Well, we begin the education of our youngsters with a three-week backpacking trip in the wilderness, in the Wind River Mountains, with a priest who says daily mass, daily evening prayers and meditation. It is a rigorous initiation rite for our students. I wouldn't say it's like boot camp, but the idea is not to break them, but to open them up yeah. to the wonders of nature, God's first book.
Right.
And as Nell was saying, in this program that we're doing in Chicago, we are going to experience the churches and also reflect on what we've come to see. In the same way, this outdoor program that is repeated throughout the students' 4 years with us cultivates the art of seeing. The art of seeing allows us to reflect, to find those spaces inside of ourselves that have been so cluttered with chatter and noise that we can't hear or see anymore. So, yeah, it's a kind of detox period,
sure.
Patrick. And another little interesting tidbit, we're the only school in the country where students cannot have cell phones, but they can carry weapons.
Wow.
And I'm not being facetious. They learn how to shoot. They learn how to hunt. They learn how to skin deer. They learn how to do a bow and arrow. They are, I mean, if the cataclysm comes, I want to be with these kids.
Does everybody get a horse? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, they can ride horses. They're incredible. And on top of that, you can talk to them about Plato and Aristotle and the Iliad, the Odyssey and the Aeneid and St. Augustine.
So cool.
They're just complete human beings, the kind of education that, you know, a city girl like myself never had.
That's extraordinary. That
Very really cool. Is. Well, Dr. Virginia Arbery, Associate Professor of Humanities at Wyoming Catholic College, really, really excited to have you on the show this morning. And Nell, thank you so much for your time with Catholic Church Tours. Folks, take a look at Wyoming Catholic College and their upcoming symposium, March 10th and 11th at St. Teresa Hall at St. John Cantius Church in Chicago, Illinois. And more information, wyomingcatholiccollege.com. Ladies, thanks so much. Really appreciate your
thank
time.
You.
Lent is an ideal time to say a loud no to the dictatorship of noise and to be silent before God. If you live in or near Chicago, or don't mind traveling there, Silence and Sacred Space, a symposium on silence in the modern world, this March 10th and 11th, is a good way to begin that journey into silence that becomes a journey to God. You can find out more information about the symposium at wyomingcatholiccollege.com. I again want to thank Relevant Radio for permission to rebroadcast this interview. Their website is relevantradio.com. And thank you for listening. If you're enjoying these podcasts, why not subscribe today? You're never too far away from Lander, Wyoming, to benefit from the Wyoming Catholic College faculty and to grow in your understanding and love for the liberal arts and the great books. For Wyoming Catholic College, this is Dr. Jim Tomkiewicz.